Evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And what you just heard was some new stuff from 4AD Records, some really cool Latin pop soul from Helado Negro. The new album is called Far In, and it's the debut release on 4AD Records. you heard a track called There Must Be a Song Like You. And that's the work of Roberto Carlos Lange, or maybe Lange, I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. But he's got a few releases out on the Asthmatic Kitty record label. But past few years, he's put out stuff on the Revenge International record label, which is out of Brooklyn, New York. And most recently, he's had a debut out on the 480 record label, which is a really, really great label, known for putting out really, I guess, kind of mid, not quite a major label, but slightly below that, I guess. But anyways, they focus on some really, really nice dreamy pop type music. And, you know, it's a seal of quality if it came out on 480 records. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And got a pretty wide variety of stuff coming up, and the first little bit of the show is going to be kind of a lighter, folkier stuff, and then we'll move into some electronic and maybe a little bit of kind of garagey stuff throughout. But yeah, we've got a pretty wide variety, a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently, and I'm very excited to play brand new stuff from Grouper. And Grouper has a new album out called Shade. It was just released today on Cranky Records. And it's an amazing album. I've just given it a few listens, but I'm going to really dive into it in the next little while. And I think it could be one of my top albums of 2021, but we'll see how I feel towards the end of the year. And we're going to hear a track off of the album, something called Unclean Mind is what we're going to hear from Liz Harris, who is the work of Grouper. And she's based out of, I do believe, Portland, Oregon, or no, somewhere in Olympia. And anyways, if you follow the career of Grouper, a lot of the very early releases were really just ambient and just kind of haunting vocal styles, but there wasn't really any quite singing until a few releases in. The 2008 album called Dragging a Dead Deer is the one that really kind of established like her vocal style, which has this really light, ghostly, dreamy quality to it. But this album kind of mixes a little bit of both the vocal styles as well as the really kind of drony ambient stuff of her early work. Once again, that's Grouper, and we're going to hear a track called Unclean Mind. After that, we're going to hear a collaboration that Liz Harris did of Grouper along with Jesse Fortino of Tiny Vipers, who is based out of Seattle, and they have put out a few, or she has put out a few releases on the Sub Pop record label. But they collaborated in a project called Mirroring that ran from 2012 until current, but I'm not sure if they're how active they are. But they have a release out called Foreign Body that was put out also on Cranky Records. We're going to hear a track off of that and something called Silent From Above. This is a track that kind of features both vocalists, Liz, as well as Jesse. So we'll hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. And so right here on CITR 101.9 FM, there's new stuff from Grouper. This track is called Unclean Mind.
Thank you. The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
Do you like music as much as I do? Do you like music like me? What about music, huh? Hey, do you like music like mine? Listen to the songs I chose for you. Do you like synth bass, electric guitars, drum machines, people singing along to all that? If so, tune in to 2010 Radio bi-weekly on Thursdays on CITR at 6 to 7 p.m. to hear the coolest selections from the underground indie electronic music scene in Canada and more with your host, Charlie D. Woo! I like music.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And what you just heard was something from a 2012 release from Mirroring, which is a collaboration between Liz Harris and Jesse Fortino. And you heard a track off of that, something called, a track called Silent From Above, and that's out on Cranky Records. The album is called Foreign Body once again. Prior to that was the a beautiful track from Grouper, a track called Unclean Mind, and it's taken off the brand new Shade release, also released on Cranky Records today. And once again, that's the work of Liz Harris. And up next, we're going to move into a little bit kind of lighter, folkier stuff, and we're going to hear something from a local artist, Sam Lynch, and a track off a release that came out last year called Little Disappearance. And we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Garden. And then after that, we're going to hear a track from a group called Afternoon Bike Ride, which is a trio based in Montreal and making some kind of a kind of poppier, little bit of lighter folk stuff. And we're going to hear a track called It's All Right, featuring Imagaro, if I'm not mistaken. Check it out at afternoonbikeride.bandcamp.com. After that, we're going to hear something from Stanley Brinks, who is a, I think is based out of New York, and but is also from Berlin, Germany, but is a kind of interesting, kind of folk, almost kind of klezmer sounding inspired type music. And he was also in a group called Herman Dune. He was a past player, and for a while he went under the name Andre Herman Dune, and then he changed his name to Stanley Brinks, and has been putting out a large body of work. And you can check it all out at stanleybrinks.bandcamp.com. And puts out a ton of music. It's really cool. Kind of sing-speak, kind of matter-of-fact vocal style. It's really, really cool stuff. You can check out a lot of his music. I'm not actually familiar with all of it because he has such a huge body of work. But anyways, we're going to hear one of his most recent, something that came out in March 2020, something called Plastic Kettle. You can hear a track called Winner of the Night. And once again, that's Stanley Brinks. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Sam Lynch. This track is called Garden.
Planting myself a garden to color in my point of view. It's overgrown since I started pulling petals and thinking myself, do I love you? Now ours, and we're dancing in the kitchen, and all the while I'm thinking.
clouds keep growing higher. A cold daydream of growing older too. Half of the world is on fire. Well, who am I to sit with my head in my hands, just trying to understand how I love you. Do I love you more?
Right in front of you, but also they don't. Everything changes with each step we make, and each day I'm not there, we change further away. But it's alright. The place where we live is inside. Yeah, it's alright. We could be there tonight. I've got so many things to talk about, but I can't find the book where I wrote them all down. The magic red feeling I heard in your eyes is replaced by a cold, clumsy hug and a sigh. But it's alright. The place where we live is inside. Yeah, it's alright. We could be there tonight.
I'm underexposed to the love your whole shaman's kisses after we almost explode. And watching the daylight reflect in your eyes. So we've got the time, but it's alright. The place where we live is inside. Yeah, it's alright. We could be here
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
No way out. When when you're lost, you don't know where you're going, and the stars are in the sky when there is no way of knowing. You'll be the winner of the night. The winner.
That was something from Stanley Brinks, a track from the Plastic Kettle release that came out in March 2020. That was a track called Winner of the Night, and you could check it out at stanleybrinks.bandcamp.com. Prior to that was something from Afternoon Bike Ride out of Montreal with a track called It's All Right, and the release is a self-titled deal. And at the top of the set was a local artist, Sam Lynch, with a track called Garden of the Little Disappearance release. And you can check out more music from Sam Lynch at, I do believe it's samlynch.bandcamp.com, if I'm not mistaken. And you could also check out Afternoon Bike Ride's Bandcamp at afternoonbikeride.bandcamp.com. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'll be on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And also, I just want to confirm, it's samlynchmusic.bandcamp.com. But anyways, if you missed anything, you can always head to citr.ca and go to the music or go to the programming section and check out podcasts and get playlists of shows. And you can add your favorite show to your favorite podcast player of choice. And I hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening, and they're gonna have a really great weekend. And whatever you do, make sure you keep it locked on CITR for really great programming and music. And if you're a UBC student, you can get involved with CITR. It's a good way to enhance your degree, and you can find out more at our website, citr.ca, and find out how to get involved and whatnot. So up next, we're going to hear some Canadian post-rock, and we're going to hear something from Jessica Moss, and she has a new release out on Constellation Records. It's called Phosphenes, and it's a forthcoming release that's going to be put out on November 19th, and you can check it out at jessicamoss.bandcamp.com. And if you're not familiar, she's a player in Silver Mount Zion, and she's been involved in a lot of different projects, I guess Montreal post-rock scene. And I did get the chance to see her a few years ago. I think it was at Biltmore, if I'm not mistaken, but I think she played a few shows, touring solo as well as playing with Silver Mount Zion. From the new release, we're going to hear something called, well, there's only one track released. I think it's just like one single, but they're going to release more, possibly. But we're going to hear a track called Contemplation 2. And this is a track that has a music video for it that you can check out on the Bandcamp. After Jessica Moss, we're going to hear a group out of Toronto called Absolutely Free. And if you remember an older kind of post-punk band called Day, Month, Year, this is made up of a few members of Day, Month, Year. They put on some pretty cool shows. They've done a ton of touring. I know they even played Lethbridge back in the day from when I used to live there. Anyways, Absolutely Free is a trio based out of Toronto, making some kind of art rock, post-rock kind of stuff. We're going to hear a track off the album called Aftertouch, and the track is called Interface. And then, you can check it out at absolutelyfree.bandcamp.com. So I think we'll just hear these two artists, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is new stuff from Jessica Moss.
celebrating human ingenuity, resilience, and grit. Tell a Story Hive's Game Changers Documentary Edition is here. Calling all local emerging filmmakers in BC and Alberta, Story Hive is offering 30 grants of $20,000 each to capture stories of local game changers that are making their community a better place. Send in your application to storyhive.com/apply by November 10th. If you have a story to share, we want to hear from you.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown east side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something out of Toronto, something from Absolutely Free, and that was a track called Interface off the Aftertouch release, and that's a group made up of some members of Day, Month, Year. Check it out at absolutelyfree.bandcamp.com. And it didn't quite flow well with the Jessica Moss track. I apologize for that kind of jarring transition. It's a little bit different than I had anticipated when I kind of outlined my show, which is what I kind of do based on style, but that one didn't really match very well. Anyways, you heard something from Jessica Moss at the top of the set with something called the album is called Phosphenes, and you hear the track called Contemplation 2, and it's one of the tracks released because it's a forthcoming album that's going to be put out on November 19th on Constellation Records. And you can check out more music from Jessica Moss at her Bandcamp, which is jessicamoss.bandcamp.com. And up next on the program, we're going to move into a little bit of kind of garagey, pop rocky type set. And we're going to hear a group called Central Heat Exchange, who is actually, I'm not quite sure. It says on their Bandcamp that they're from Chicago, but for some reason, they're listed on the Earshot charts as Canadian. So I don't know if that's a mistake. But anyways, we're going to hear from Central Heat Exchange. It's out on a record label called Birthday Cake. And also put out on Citrus City, which I'm not sure, perhaps one of them is handling the vinyl or the CD release. And I think it's actually made up of some members of Winnipeg, Chicago, Austin, and beyond. So I guess that's why they just picked one for the Bandcamp, but it's from multiple places. Anyways, check it out at centralheatexchange.bandcamp.com. We're going to hear a track called Tulips at My Bedside, and this is featuring Living Hour, which I guess is a collaboration of artists appearing on this track. I'm not too familiar with this group, if you can't tell, but anyways, it's doing pretty well on the Earshot charts right now. After Central Heat Exchange, we're going to hear a kind of garagey group called Wine Lips, and they're based out of Toronto, and they have a new release called Mushroom Death Sex Bummer Party. Interesting title. Check it out at winelips.bandcamp.com. We're going to hear a track off of that. Something called Eyes is what we're going to hear. And then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Central Heat Exchange. We'll be right back. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, so we got about half an hour left on the program. That was a kind of short set. That was something from Wine Lips and a track called Eyes. It's off the Mushroom Death Sex Bummer Party, and that's a group out of Toronto. Check it out at winelips.bandcamp.com. And prior to that, you heard something from a release from Central Heat Exchange, a track called Tulips at My Bedside, of the self-titled release. And yeah, so that was kind of the garagey rock, poppy oriented kind of set. And right now we're going to move into a little bit different territory. And we're going to hear something from a couple of electronic artists that I've been listening to recently. And one of which is Patricia Coquette, who is a Lithuanian-based artist named, I think, Gedamas Jakubka. Anyways, I'm doing a terrible job of pronouncing it. But if you listen to the show in the past few months, one of the releases that I played a couple times is the Patricia Coquette release called Bizarre that came out in 2020. And it was one of my top albums of 2020. It's a really, really cool electronic, very hypnotic, very colorful music. And this was put out on the Nickel House record label, which is an Amsterdam-based electronic label. And I'm going to play some new stuff from Patricia Coquette. And this was on a compilation that that Patricia Coquette put together called Second Wave. And it's various releases put out on the Random Numbers record label, which is a label out of Italy. Their Bandcamp is randomnumbers.bandcamp.com. We'll hear a track from Patricia Coquette called Sigh. And there's some other cool stuff on here that I'm not too familiar with, but I'm going to definitely check it out since it's put together by Patricia Coquette. As far as I know, he has there's a post about it on the Instagram that says they put it together, but I'm not sure what capacity. Anyways, after Patricia Coquette, we're going to hear something from a release from X Club, and this is I think it's a pretty heavy techno release. The release is called Active Denial Systems, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called, let me see, Turning a Blind Eye to This Nonsense, and that's a Brisbane duo called X Club. Really, really heavy, well, not heavy, but kind of like acid techno. And check it out. Let me see, this one's going to come out on the 10 Pills Mate record label, which I'm not too familiar with. But once again, that's something from X Club, some heavy acid techno release called Active Denial Systems. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Patricia Coquette. This track is called Sigh. We'll be right back.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a pretty fire dance track from X Club, a track called Turning a Blind Eye to This Nonsense. It's taken from the Active Denial Systems that was just released a little while ago, and it's out on a record label called 10 Pills Mate, a London-based electronic label, and that was kind of a acid techno, a little bit of kind of industrial stuff as well. And once again, that's something from X Club. And prior to that, you heard something from Patricia Coquette and a track taken from the Second Wave compilation out on Random Numbers Records. And you heard a track called Sigh. And I actually have misspoken. Patricia didn't collaborate or didn't put together this compilation. It's merely just a post on Instagram that they contributed to it. So my mistake, I had mentioned that Patricia Coquette had organized this, but I don't believe that's the case. But anyways, you can check this record label out at randomnumbers.bandcamp.com. And we're getting to the home stretch of the program, so I think we're just going to try to fit in two tracks, and then that'll close off the program. So thanks for tuning in this week, and I'll be back next week with some more great music. And we're going to leave you tonight with something from Kelman Duran. And Kelman Duran has a new release out called Night Tijuana out on the Scorpio Red record label. And it's kind of a darker ambient, well, not quite ambient, but it's just some electronic with kind of all over the place type sound. I'm not putting it into words very well, but it's kind of dark, haunting, a little bit of a world influence, and a little bit of jazz as well. From Kelman Duran, we're going to hear a track called Night in Tijuana, the title track of the release. And then after that, we're going to hear something from the Cold Blow record label. And it's a record label out of London. And their latest is something from Liquid Sun. And that's a release called Garden of Eden. And I think this originally came out in the 90s, in the, around 93, I do believe. And it's being reissued by Cold Blow Records. But we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Tone Float. And that should take us towards the end of the program. So thanks for tuning in this week. And don't forget to keep it locked on CHR, and stay safe out there this weekend. And I'll be back next week with some more great music. Right here on the program, this is something from Kelman Duran, and this track is called Night in Tijuana. We'll be right back.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
That night, the Baron dreamt of many a war.